Hello, this is Jonathan Marks via PCJ Online, just about to push the button on another programme from the Media Network Vintage Radio Archives.
This is Radio Netherlands, the Dutch International Service. Media Networks Asian Expedition, reporting on communication developments from Bangkok, Thailand. Here's Jonathan Marks.
Hello, and we've taken a 14-hour plane ride from the Netherlands this time to here in downtown Bangkok, capital of Thailand. The locals say it's cool today. Well, it may be overcast, but it's 25 degrees centigrade and very humid. This time of the year is the cool season, the best time to travel, they say, because in March and April, 38 degrees centigrade isn't uncommon. With me is Anne Blair Gould, who's no stranger to Radio Netherlands listeners, and in fact no stranger to Thailand.
No, and it's very nice to be back here, I must say. It's just a year ago since I left Thailand, and it's nice to feel warm again, to leave cold old the Netherlands.
Right. Now, give us some facts about this place then.
Right. Well, Bangkok is a sort of sprawling city. It hasn't actually got a centre. It has about 6 million people in it and some of the worst traffic problems in the world. Bangkok is actually the capital of Thailand, but it's the fourth capital. There have been before three others. One was called Sukhothai, one was called Ayutthaya, and one was just the opposite side of the river, the main Nam from here, Thonburi.
Good gracious. Well, in fact, there are 50 million people in total living in Thailand. And, of course, a lot of people extra coming to see the place. Tourists, in fact, visiting Thailand and also Bangkok fall into two main groups, I'd say. On the one hand, you can find those who've come to discover Thailand's rich cultural heritage and meet some of the most friendly people in Asia. The others are simply stopping over for a few days. They do a bus tour of the Royal Palace, do some shopping here on Sukhumvit Road, where we're standing now, and maybe go to one of those infamous nightclubs. Just walking down here this morning, I overheard one lady asking a stallholder if he had any wooden Buddha statues which she could make into a lampstand, whilst another sunburnt tourist was indicating a camera that he wanted from a glass display window with his foot, and started complaining when informed that what he was actually doing was considered extremely insulting to local people.
Yes, I must admit, I wish some people would read up on the guidebooks just a few pointers towards the etiquette, because Thais are very sensitive to feet and heads and all sorts of parts of the anatomy. This fake trade is something that's a big draw for tourists, and especially at this time of the year. It's Christmas, of course, back at home, but here it's a big boom time in Bangkok, the coolest time of the year, and so they come flooding in. And here you can get your Christian Dior watches, your Gucci shoes, your, Cartier watches, everything you want, and they're good.
For about $15, incredible prices, but they're not sold as the real thing.
You can get away with it when you're back home, if you like. Impress your friends, as they say in the magazines.
Right, well, there may be bargains, of course, in that sort of deal. Plus, of course, the excellent Thai silk. But the same isn't true for electronics. Looking in the windows of the few photo and electronic shops here in downtown Bangkok, prices of shortwave radios appear to be about 20% to even 50% higher than in Singapore. Some, in fact, I suspect have even been bought by the dealer in Singapore and then shipped up here to Thailand. In one of Thailand's English-language newspapers, the Bangkok Post, there's a weekly listening guide that's obviously compiled with some care. It comes out on Saturdays, and if I turn out to the relevant section here, well, look, here are all the frequencies for the Voice of America, the BBC, Radio Japan, Radio Australia, the American Forces radio and TV service, and even the soft rock music station KYOI in Saipan. Not often that you see shortwave stations listed in a national newspaper. We've come, though, to look at the Thai broadcasting scene. The whole country is in a festive mood at the moment because I believe it's the King's birthday.
That's right, and it's the 60th birthday of His Highness King Bhumibol. It's a very special event anyway, the King's birthday. The whole world goes mad, or at least the whole of Thailand goes mad, on the 5th of December. But this one is particularly so. 60 years, well, next year he will have been the longest serving king, so there's lots of reasons for the Thais to do their favourite thing, eating.
Indeed. Well, one of our correspondents, Richard Jackson, arrived in the city some months ago to take up a job in broadcasting. And if the link is working, he should be ready to give us an introductory tour of the media scene from the radio studio in the building behind us. Well, hello to you, Richard.
Hello, Jonathan. You've chosen a very interesting time to look at this part of the world because there are so many new developments taking place. However, a visitor tuning around the dial would probably be confused at the large quantity and often poor quality of some of the AM stations in particular. This is due mainly to the high cost and difficulties of importing spare parts. Thailand has strict import legislation, and the Thais have become accustomed to hand-making their own spare parts at a fraction of the cost, often to the detriment in quality of output. Many of the AM transmitters have been rebuilt from components 30 to 40 years old. It's Thai ingenuity that keeps them on the air.
Right, well, we've come inside now, away from the traffic, and connected up a radio in front of us. And if I just switch it on and scan the dial... You can see that it's very full, so full in fact that in the vicinity of Bangkok at least, it's difficult to listen to foreign radio stations on medium wave. They're simply drowned out by splash and sometimes transmitter products from the local stations. On the face of it then, things look confusing.
If you look a little closer, however, you'll see that there is a structure of both national and local commercial radio services. The primary broadcaster is Radio Thailand, operated under the NBT, the National Broadcasting Service of Thailand.
The NBT runs two national services which can be heard in most parts of the country. Radio 1 is the general service that carries speech-based programs for women or farmers, for instance. Radio 2 is the educational service, most of the programs being produced by Ramkam Heng University. And Radio 3, which puts out mainly music and traffic information for the Bangkok area. Radio Thailand's Director General is Arun Ngam Di.
We have all over the country, we have nearly 90 stations. We have our local station upcountry, they relay. They have to relay the main news required by law.
And indeed, all the radio stations do relay the news from Radio Thailand 4 times a day. In addition to the radio network, Thailand has got 5 television stations, Channels 3, 5, 7, 9 and 11. Channel 3 is owned by the government and leased out to a private operator, and it's funded by advertising. Channels 5 and 7 are owned by the army. Channel 9 is another government-owned station, but it's run as an independent concern. Channel 11 is the latest addition, and it's due on air shortly, currently testing in the suburbs of Bangkok. Channel 11 is going to be the main news and documentary program provider, and it will eventually be a national network.
Actually, it's quite interesting watching the television here. Even if you don't speak Thai, you can watch the newscasts at 8 o'clock in the evening. You turn on Channel 9, for instance, and turn the sound down. If you switch on your radio to FM 107 MHz, you'll find the English soundtrack to the pictures and a few audio advertisements thrown in. It's quite commercial.
And if you want to know more, just pick up the phone and call KLM at 235-5150. KLM's Holland on the House. You'll have an Amsterdam good time.
KLM, Saigon Bin, ที่เชื่อถือได
้ This is Ta-Ta-Ta, your mass communications organization radio station, 107 FM. Good evening and welcome to the news brought to you by Sony and produced by Thai TV Color Channel 9. I'm Lawan Damon.
As the military continued their search for wreckage of the ill-fated Korean jet and any trace of the 115 passengers and crew who'd been on board when it disappeared over the thickly forested Thai-Burmese border, there's growing evidence that
Some of the news is gathered by the television company itself, but a lot of the international material comes from VizNews in London. In the last few years, there's been a lot of talk by some international radio stations of starting world television services. Well, you could argue that VisNews in London, owned by the BBC and Reuters, are already doing that by providing news reports by satellite to a lot of countries in South and Southeast Asia, which just dub over their reports in their respective national languages. Of course, on the Bangkok FM channel, you just hear the original news feed from London, plus local material presented by an English announcer. Because it takes longer to explain things in Thai, though, the English sound channel fills the gaps with music.
Back to radio, and frequency allocation is organised by the Post Office under the National Frequency Administration, who in turn liaise with the government's Public Relations Department. This department handles Thailand's newspaper press, radio and television administration, technical planning and support. Available frequencies are divided between the NBT and the Forces Radio and Television. The Forces have around 85 AM and FM channels for a network of local and national broadcasting. They also own two television stations, but in fact play little part in programming. Studio and transmission facilities are located within the military campus, and programs are provided by private contractors. In general, you wouldn't realise you're tuned to a Forces channel, apart from the occasional services message or short news feature. Therefore, Forces Radio and Television has a sizeable chunk of the audience.
The FM dial in Bangkok is a sharp contrast to medium wave. And as you can hear there, much more Western pop music.
The NBT, the National Broadcasting Network Thailand, is allocated some 74 AM and FM channels, plus 11 channels for national coverage. And again, studio and transmission facilities are leased to private companies for local services. I'm going to take a brief look at two of these private stations. The first is in marked contrast to the image of antiquated equipment mentioned earlier. To the contrary, Soft Digital 105 incorporates the latest state-of-the-art studio facilities for its programming of soft instrumental music. In the studio are two Philips LHH 2000 CD players, complete with programmable timers, and two Sony DTC 1000ES digital audio tape players, Sonifex cartridge machines, and an Alice broadcast desk. The target audience is upmarket business and in-office entertainment.
Soft 105 in digital stereo.
That's Soft Digital 105 on the dial with 5 kilowatts. The next private station is aimed at an English-speaking audience for both tourists and residents. Radio Bangkok's 95.5, offering the latest British and American pop music, news and tourist information. And it'll be a very familiar style to anybody visiting Bangkok from the Western world.
You're listening to 95.5 FM, Radio Bangkok.
So, good afternoon and welcome to the wonderful world of Sunshine Radio 95.5. Andy Francis here, keeping you company. From now until 6 o'clock, this is the Pet Shop Boys, and it's a sin.
The all-English Radio Bangkok 95.5, at about 10 kilowatts of power. There are two other English-speaking stations in Bangkok. FM 107 provides taped programmes of a variety of popular music, and the station is owned by a television company.
The 107 FM News Highlights Programme.
ติดต่อลงโฆษณา FM 107 MHz ก่อนและหลังข่าวทุกชั่วโมงได้ที่ 2537615 และ 2533917-8
And the other English service provides music and speech from Radio Thailand on 97 FM. This channel also opts in and out of the external service. The NBT's Radio Thailand, which operates both national and external services, is currently undergoing a major expansion program. Financial assistance from the United States has supplied some of the latest studio facilities due to come on air next spring. The expansion program will include new transmitters for both domestic and external services, and already a new frequency band plan is being researched in association with the Asia-Pacific Broadcasting Union to relocate the domestic services, which presently cover around 70% of the country. The external service currently operates in the 25 and 31 meter bands. Director of Engineering at the Public Relations Department is Mr. Suat Jitui.
The 9 megahertz area is operate on a 50 kilowatt transmitter, and the 11 megahertz one is operate on a 100 kilowatt transmitter. For the external service, we have broadcasting 10 languages, and the facility for the equipment is very old. And then the government have approved in principle for the improvement and expansion of the shortwave project to set up new transmitter equipment and aerial fields, antenna field for the systems.
This will mean an increase in power, no doubt?
Yes, increasing power to 250 kilowatt transmitter.
Have you any idea roughly when this is likely to take place?
This question is very difficult to answer. Probably soon.
Well, soon means within the next 5 years, in fact. Under an agreement with the Voice of America in Washington, one 250-kilowatt and six 500-kilowatt shortwave transmitters will be built in Thailand. Radio Thailand's external service will have exclusive use of the 250-kilowatt transmitter and around 12 hours a day on one of the 500-kilowatt transmitters. The rest of the facility will relay the Voice of America programmes. Here's what Radio Thailand sounds like as they sign on in the mornings, local time. And note, in fact, the use of Bangkok time instead of UTC, even though it's an external service.
This is HSK9, Radio Thailand's external service, broadcasting daily programs in English, French, Laotian, Mandarin, Thai, Vietnamese, in Cambodian, Malay, Japanese, and the Burmese languages. On shortwave frequencies 11.905 and 9.655 megahertz on the 25 and 31 meter bands.
Hello, this is your morning call with me, Ampon, at your service 7 days a week. It is 6:02 in Bangkok. Here's air supply to start off your day with All Out of Love.
I'm lying alone with my head on the phone, thinking of you till it hurts.
And as you can hear, some of the music was recorded on rather ancient equipment.
In addition to Radio Thailand's external service is the Voice of Free Asia, run by the Foreign Ministry, serving neighbouring countries to Thailand. The station broadcasts in five languages, Thai, Lao, Khmer, Vietnamese and English, and should make for some interesting DX, as its only frequency is 1575 kilohertz, medium wave, with 1000 kilowatts. Its directional antenna beams the signal to our neighbours during the evening local time. The Voice of Free Asia broadcasts in English daily, from 1500 to 1530 GMT.
You are listening to the Voice of Free Asia. This is the end of our English program for today. Please join again our program broadcast daily from Monday to Friday. Thank you for listening. Good night.
Now to recap the hour's top news developments. South Korea's president says North Korea may have sabotaged the Korean Airlines plane.
Well, that Voice of Free Asia broadcast suddenly switches into a relay of the Voice of America, because the powerful megawatt transmitter is another joint project between the US and Thailand. VOA is one of just a handful of international broadcasters that beams programs towards Bangkok in the Thai language. As Ben Fordany, head of the VOA Thai service in Washington, D.C., explained to me, their daily half-hour broadcast in the morning concentrates on information rather than entertainment.
It's partly news and partly feature material. We do about 10 minutes of news as a rule, and then we have features on various subjects, agriculture, science, health programs, programs about the United States, obviously. We have a staff in Washington of 10 Thai broadcasters, and they sometimes go out and find material which is used only in Thai. Interviews with Visiting Thai, for example, is one popular program we do called Thais in America.
This is the Voice of America. The following broadcast is in Thai.
We are only on short wave from the Philippines. We're not using any of the transmitters in Thailand. That was part of the agreement with the Thai government that we not broadcast in Thai in medium wave. So we are strictly short wave, and it is external. It comes in from outside Thailand.
Does that limit your audience? I mean, do you find there are enough people with shortwave radios?
Well, Thailand is heavily saturated with radio. There are over 300 radio stations in Thailand. And so it does limit our audience. I think that's a fair comment. There are a number of shortwave listeners in Thailand. We recently had an audience research project, for example, in which we sent out some 500 letters, and we received about 300 replies. We're not really quite sure what the audience is. Obviously, you're limited in knowing that. We get a lot of secondary use, however, of our programs. A lot of radio stations in Thailand record us when we come into the country, and that is later rebroadcast. So there are really two audiences, the direct audience that receives our programs directly and the indirect audience, which receive our programs through rebroadcast later.
That was Ben Fortney of the Voice of America.
Well, actually, Jonathan, to digress for a moment, since November the 22nd, there have been some cutbacks in the Voice of America's output to Asia. The evening broadcast in Thai has just been eliminated. 2 hours of the English service has been discontinued, and so has a half hour from the second daily Indonesian broadcast. An hour broadcast in Ukrainian, beamed to Siberia, has gone, and on the European front, 1 hour of Polish programming has been cut. Now, thanks to the miracle of recording tape, let's play you something that we put together on the train this morning.
Well, this isn't any old train, in fact. It's part of the famous Bangkok to Rangoon Railway, built by prisoners of war during the Second World War. 30,000 British, 18,000 Dutch, 13,000 Australian and 700 American POWs worked on what became known as the Death Railway. 18,000 people perished during its construction. Actually, only 130 kilometres of the original 415 still remain. The other sections have long since been swamped by the jungle undergrowth and disappeared. Many tourists visiting Thailand head off to see perhaps the most famous part of the line. That's at the bridge over the River Kwai. Remember the film?
If you work hard, you will be treated well. But if you do not work hard, you will be punished.
Actually, that film, Bridge Over the River Kwai, is banned here in Thailand. The film was made in Sri Lanka, actually, but the Thai authorities feel that it isn't an accurate representation of what happened. In fact, I'd say that's true. The war cemeteries are beautifully kept by the Thai people as a stark reminder of man's inhumanity to man. Paradoxically, though, most tourists take a Japanese-made bus to see the bridge and take photographs with Japanese film and cameras. Personally, if you really want to capture some of the feeling of what it must have been like, do take the train. Still, back now to radio.
As far as we know, there has only been one clandestine station that has broadcast towards Thailand. It began in March of 1962 and called itself Voice of the People of Thailand. It spoke on behalf of the Thai Communist Party and also took a pro-Chinese line. That's probably not surprising, since monitoring stations trace the programs as coming from two shortwave sites in the Kunming area of Yunnan province in China. It signed on its daily broadcast like this. On the 11th of July 1979, the Voice of the People of Thailand announced it was suspending transmissions and vanished overnight. From the past to the present now, and let's have a look at other media developments this week.
Well, while tuning around on Saturday evening, I noted an interesting news item on Radio France International's Paris Calling Africa programme, about 12 minutes into the show.
A bomb exploded outside the doors of Radio France International at Broadcasting House in Paris shortly after 3 o'clock last night. Damage was considerable to windows and doors, but no one was hurt. The building also houses one television channel. No one has yet claimed responsibility for the explosion.
And on the subject of explosions, there was an interesting item in this week's edition of the new Civil Engineer magazine. At a conference in London at the end of November, delegates heard how the new BBC shortwave relay station in Hong Kong has presented planners of a giant waste disposal site with a few headaches. The planned industrial waste dump is 40 kilometres equidistant from Hong Kong and Kowloon in China, at a place called Deep Bay in the Western New Territories. When completed, it will hold up to 56 million square metres of rubbish, and all that decomposing organic matter is expected to produce sufficient methane gas to drive a large electric power station, making some 14% of Hong Kong's needs. Well, it seems the large antennas of the BBC relay station are very near this new site, and engineers fear that radio frequency energy induced in metal objects near the waste disposal site may cause sparks. And, of course, one spark near all that methane gas could lead to a gigantic explosion, taking most of that part of the island away with it. To prevent this happening, though, it's been decided to use plastic instead of metal piping at the waste disposal site wherever possible. And engineers are busy designing special metal screens to protect the parts that must be made of metal.
Last Thursday, members of the Israeli Journalists Union decided to resume work, ending a strike of radio and TV in the country that had dragged on for more than 50 days. Israel Radio's external service resumed programming the following day.
You are tuned to the external service of Israel Radio, Kol Israel, broadcasting from Jerusalem.
The journalists' union and management have decided to put their disagreement over pay rises and redundancies to an independent tribunal.
Well, that wraps up our look at broadcasting here in Thailand. I hope you've enjoyed it.
And on behalf of Richard Jackson, Anne Blair Gould and myself, we'll say...
Sawat dee ka, which means goodbye. Actually, it also means hello.
Don't confuse the issue. And that's where we end this nostalgic trip back into the Media Network audio archives from 1981 to October 2000. If you find all this stuff interesting, you might want to explore the Critical Distance website, where you can find more vintage audio shows, but also peruse recent video interviews I've made in the course of my travels around the world. Some of the videos actually follow up on points raised in the Media Network programme. So zip over to www.jonathanmarks.com for more details. In the meantime, this is Jonathan Marks saying back soon. Bye for now.